AKT, KO4HKX.
Tom to you, NC9B.
Leroy, Leon, I tell you what, I'm just not with it today. KO4HKX.
Problem, not a problem. Patrick, it'd be called worse. Have a good day.
A little slow, but it's a holiday next week, so that's to be expected.
That's true. They did get the Port Authority open, so I don't know if I'm working tomorrow or not. It's going to depend on whether they get open or not.
They were having IT problems, is that what it was?
Where has it? It might have been some hacking going on.
Good.
So, but there, yeah, they're having some kind of computer problems.
To work today, anyway.
I actually picked up some extra. An extra run over from Duncan over, back over to Donaldson. So I tacked on another 2.25 hours.
Go ahead and make all the hours here the first day and two and get it out of the way.
Well, I'd like to do it. I wouldn't mind working a full 12 hours. Just do it all 12 hours all one day. Do one day a week.
On some of the expense driving up and down the mountain.
I really complained about working 12-hour shifts in my old occupation because, you know, it was less to wear and tear in the vehicle. Because when they assigned me a vehicle, it didn't matter at that point. But, you know, you get to spend more time with your family. You wanted to plan little mini vacations.
To work up at DuPont, that was the good thing about it, 12-hour swing shifts.
On swing shifts, didn't like working the nights and holidays. That was kind of tough. NC9B.
It wasn't good, but the overtime pay for us was pretty good for doing that.
Always fun overtime in my old job. For some reason, you had to work more than 88 hours in 2 weeks in order for time and a half to kick in. I don't know how they figured that, but, you know, everybody else was getting. You know, if you went over 40 hours, you get overtime, right? But now they figured out for us, apparently you had to tack on 4 extra hours a week. So they had to work 88 hours instead of 80 hours.
They're getting their money's worth out of you guys.
That one time they said, okay, we're going to start not paying you for 30 minutes of your day. You take a lunch, dinner break, we're going to make you take a dinner break, and we're not going to pay you for those 30 minutes. I said, okay. Well, that 30 minutes, then I'm going to turn my radio off, and I will be unavailable, correct? Oh, no, you can't do that. They backed off pretty quick.
Funny, they want to do stuff like that, but then they want you to still be there to do your job. I would have been the same way.
The reason I only went as far as I did, I was not very much a yes man, I guess. I always try to keep things, you know, on the up and up and the way it was supposed to be.
That's the reason I turned down the job up at DuPont State Forest, just working up there. Is I was like, I'm not your yes man. And I could see real quick I wasn't going to fit in with the politics and everything that you had to jump through up there to do anything. I'm like, this government stuff is ridiculous.
You get into the federal aspect of it. Well, I work with a lot of those guys, and I guess that's why they like the task force ideas, because we can do things they couldn't. They did a lot of things we could.
So when they gonna let you know if you're working tomorrow or not?
After 5, that's when they let them know whether the port's going to be open, I guess. Well, just let me know.
Good thing your schedule is flexible, isn't it?
I don't like that unmarked charge that they got here. There's some pretty blue lights on it. He's got a bunch of them. Sitting on there in 290. I don't know. I guess he's slowing everybody down for traffic.
So, well, hey, I'm going to jump out of here and buy some of this liquid gold. And I'll be back in a few minutes. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
get some extra for me because I was going to do that today and I haven't done it yet. So I may just end up doing it at Sam's Club up there. Have a good one. I'll be there for a bit. NC9B.
With 2 Tango Mobile.
Good sir. I guess it's Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. NC9B. I guess I'd say North Carolina 9 Volt.
What you up to this afternoon, my friend?
It's released me from my bond of my ball and chain, the work thing, and I'm heading up the mountain and head back home. I called a day for the day. Name's Leon, by the way.
Hey, Leon, you and I have talked before. This is Rusty over here in Spartanburg. Well, I went to the hardware store, found what I was looking for, and now I'm going back home so I can put up these markers at the end of my driveway so that since the other ones I had have died and I needed some new ones. So I got them, and that's where I'm headed now. Then I got rehearsal starting at 7 o'clock tonight, but I'll head out about 6 headed that direction so I get there early.
Good deal. Yeah, I like those driveway alarms. I had one a while back, and yeah, it quit working too. So I guess the rain got to it. If you don't mind me asking, what'd you pay for it?
Well, I just get the reflectors that go at the end of the driveway. I don't have the alarms. I looked at those and figured that for a set of them to go at the end of the driveway was $90, and I didn't feel like I wanted to invest that in it. And all I live out in the country, it'd be too easy for somebody to acquire. So I just get the nice reflectors and put them at the end of my driveway so at night when you come down the road, your lights will hit them. I got one for one direction, one for the other, and that way I can tell people, which, depending on which way they're coming from, what to look for first, red or blue.
I like those too, but I had those alarms. They are kind of pricey, but they claimed it had a half-mile range, and there's a telephone pole down the road on the next hill down from my house. And I put that thing on that telephone pole. Nobody ever messed with it, but it'd go off every time somebody go up down the road, which is, you know, I want it to go off at nighttime because I live it's 3/4 mile dirt road, and it's a dead end dirt road on the section that we're on, which is probably about 1/4 mile. So, you know, somebody comes down there at night, I like to know who it is, keep an eye on things. But I've got some reflectors. I like that blue reflective tape put all over my number, my house number.
Well, I've got put those sensors like you're talking about on my road would be. I'd have nothing but it going off all night long because my road's a busy road. It's a 2-lane road, but there's a school. There's 2 housing developments up there at one end. They're building. There's about 7 or 8 houses along the road itself, and then at the other end, just on the other side of I-26, they're building another big housing development problem. So, you know, and the traffic on my road is there all night long because it's a major pass-through for people going all around down there. So I don't think I could stand those alarms going off all night long and all day.
That situation, I probably wouldn't do that. Drive you nuts. My dogs, they bark every time a car goes by anyway, so I really don't need the driveway alarm now. They can jump up in the middle of the night and start barking when something's out there. Of course, you don't know if it's a bear, a turkey, a deer, or what. They're barking at something.
Well, my dog, I had to have her put down back in December. Of course, she was 16 and a half years old, starting to have real serious health issues, so it's just me now. And I just kind of take care of things and do what I need to do. Go about my business, doing on the radio and doing my barbershop singing and doing my handbell ringing and all the other good things that go along with it, you know. And being an old man, too, so that's another thing there going on.
Hey, getting old is not for the feeble or the faint of heart, excuse me. But, yeah, I'm not a spring chicken myself, but I understand what you're saying. I love living in the country, though. I wouldn't have it any other way. Nice and peaceful and quiet.
I live out in the country. I'm not on a city road, because Moore is mostly country over here anyway. And, know, and as I told someone the other day, I just celebrated the 56th anniversary of my 21st birthday. So you go figure it out from there, and that'll tell you how old I am.
I like that, but I don't know. Getting older is an eye-opening experience for sure. But since I retired, I got a lot more time on my hands, so I only work 2 days a week. And if I get all that work into one day, it'd be great. Wouldn't hurt my feelings a bit. But take some trips here and there. My wife, she likes to go camping, and we've got a fifth wheel, so I think he's chopping at the bit to go camping. I'm about to take her somewhere.
And I'm going to drop into a little spot over here on this road that puts me a lot of leaves and a lot of trees. I'll be back in a minute. WTT Mobile.
Over here. I've got a ways to go yet. I mean, hit Highway 25. I'm on 290, coming up on 25 here in probably about 5 minutes. And C, 9B. I'm home.
I'm out of the hole, should be able to be heard again. There's a lot of heavy tree growth over here. WTT.
Tree growth. We've got our privacy back here. I live on a ridge, and in the wintertime up there, all the leaves fall, so you can see our house from miles away. And summertime comes, trees put their leaves out. Me and Mom have total privacy now.
A lot of trees around where I live, too. I mean, of course, I've got a neighbor that lives behind my property, and he lives in the property behind me, and it gets a little bit from the road. I get blockage, but VHF and UHF are not good with a lot of trees, heavy trees, because for some reason the signal doesn't seem to get through all these leaves.
I've been keeping my eye out for a 2-meter beam. I don't know how many elements I'm going to want on it. Not too many, because I don't want it that long, but I've always been partial to 2-meter beams.
I've got a vertical for my 2-meter at home, and it works just fine. But when you're in the car and you know, and you've got the antenna on top of the roof, it's a mag mount. So, but you know, you can only get out so hard, and everything else, and even at full power, it doesn't get out. So. And it doesn't do me any good to get out if I can't hear people, because that's the way that it works sometimes. And going over here, over the river down here, doesn't look too bad today after the rain the other day. So that's good. Maybe I'll get down there tomorrow and do some pictures after I come back from my inspection tomorrow.
I mean, I rode across Lake Hartwell. Man, that water was like glass. It was beautiful. I'm like, man, I don't need to be working today. I need to be out in the boat. It was just, I haven't even put my boat in the water this season yet. So Wednesday might be the day. Who knows? Might be tomorrow.
Boat, but there is a lake over here near me that I could probably talk to the guy that owns it if I want to go fishing over there. But I don't do much of that anymore because he's got a spillway where you can get a little dock that you can get on to fish off of. So. And when the previous people that owned it allowed me and my father-in-law when he was alive to go over there and fish. So anyway, so I don't do much of that, but I do a lot of other things and keep going and everything. So anyway, I'm about pulling back into the yard, and I'm going to say 7-3 so I can get both hands on the wheel and get situated in there, because I'm going to have to be out on the road again here in a couple hours. You have a good one. Nice talking to you. Have a good day. And like I said, I got to be in the Greenville area tomorrow because I got to do a property inspection. This is a little bit of part-time work I do occasionally. Talk to you later. 7-3, Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango.
Have a good day. It's been really good talking to you. And I like the idea of the barbershop. I guess you talk about a barbershop quartet there. But 7-3, good talking to you. We'll talk at you again. I do remember talking to you before. W2T, KD, you already gave me my old call sign there. NC9B, mobile.
Dusty, hello again, Leon, KO4HKX.
Sure. Shoot me, Rusty. I'm bad on names. I said it six times. Maybe I'll remember. Rusty, Rusty, Rusty. That's three. Halfway there. Welcome back, Patrick. That I've got a quarter of a tank, so I might have to put three quarters in. I'm hearing that's going to be somewhere around 70, 75, maybe.
Do that again Wednesday in the tool truck, and then Wednesday again in the excursion. We could not have any to complain about.
Complaining about it. I was 359 in the QT this morning. It's back up to 369. So I kicked myself for not getting fuel this morning.
The things you gotta jump on it, you just never know.
Like 354. So I don't know. Can't win for losing. The Sphinx has got it out there for a 340 something. Thought about driving all the way over there, but it's too late. I've got somewhere I gotta be at 6 tonight. I need to get my tail up the mountain.
Better get moving. It's still, is the cheapest place, but the most expensive place is $379.
Up there. I guess I gotta get over for the construction. He's got his blue lights on again. Seeing the infrastructure, I guess, of 25 here.
What they're doing up through, going up the mountain yet.
They've got it down to one lane here, going back right here in front of the Mountain Valley sales. They got the short buses for sale.
They've been putting in new culverts under the driveways down through there. But then when you get up the mountain, it's got it down to one lane. I'm not quite sure what they've been doing.
There's a noise in there. Memorial Day weekend there, Patrick.
Stay off the road with all the drunks out there.
A good weekend for us to stay home.
KO4HKX, how are you today?
Oh, frog hair split three ways. Can you beat that?
Maybe Leon can, though.
I lie about that a lot.
Right over my head.
Some finer and frog hair split three ways. Can you beat that? And, well, I haven't had anybody beat that yet, but I said I lie a lot about that. I'm 76 years old. Shoot, Patrick. Just leaving your competition here, Patrick. Harbor Freight, good quality tools. Says so on the door.
Of everything you read, though.
All the time. I'll tell you, they really like their stuff, and they keep putting out the same old ads.
They're not the quality that Mr. Patrick has, I'll tell you for sure. And if you're a career person and need good stuff, that's the way to go. I just needed some little things today, some gloves and stuff like that for working with the chickens in the garden. And that's about it. Let me see. I got to go down a little bit further. We're going down to Home Despot now. If I pronounced that right, Patrick. But, the chicken started laying back today a little bit, Patrick. So I think if everything goes right, I'll see you about Thursday.
Yeah, just let me know. I got some more egg cartons for you when I stop by, so... Hopefully, I can meet up with you Thursday then.
Go ahead, Leo.
What way eggs are you?
Just advice. Come on out of there if you want their car. I'm trying to let them out so I can get in. So I got to concentrate here a second, Leon. And everybody's in a hurry, you know. That's just the way it is down here. Crazy drivers. Yeah, I'll text you and let you know, Patrick, and, go, but if and we run out or get low, I'll tell you. But I think we're doing fine. And Patrick's kind of special, Leon, so I want him to answer your question. Go ahead, Patrick.
I was going to tell you the reason that Frog Harry split finer in three ways is because it went over his head because he ain't got no hair on his head.
I cut it all off, though. I could grow it back if I wanted to, but it just looks like a fuzzy cue ball.
Well, I just, my neighbor's that way, and, you know, it's just something else to take care of, that hair. I never had a problem with losing it, but I tell him that's a solar panel to recharge his brain. Anyways, you guys take care. We're over here at Home Depot. Good to hear y'all. And have a good day and a safe day, most of all. This is Enzer OTR.
Hey, Tom, I agree with you. Patrick is special, though. Have a good day. It's C9B.
Miss Bernice, and yes, I'm special in many ways. KO4HX.
I was calling you yesterday. See if you want to go to the flea market. We went to the Smiley's over there. Walk through there. And talking about having, you know, a solar panel on your head. It's a good thing I wore my hat, because I stayed a lot cooler.
Smiley's in, I don't know, probably close to 10 years.
Just to see, you know, you catch that one item that you've been looking for, or you didn't even know you needed. Just, it's something to do for us.
Sunday, I usually go to church and come home and don't do much of anything else until time to call the net.
Did all that yesterday, and I forgot all about the net last night. Didn't get back to it, so for an hour went.
Well, we got some open spots if you want to start calling that.
NC9B. We had that conversation before, Patrick. I'm not sure I can do very well with that with my afflictions.
But if I can do it, anybody can. Trust me. They've had to put up with a lot of mistakes and missed call signs. names, but everybody's good about it.
KA4PQA.
Steven, KO4HKX.
Patrick, I was testing Echo Link. I wanted to, Patrick, I'm glad you're on it because I wanted to let you know that I got your email this morning. And Patrick, I do appreciate you going ahead and checking me in last night because I was trying hard, but I just was not aware that EchoLink was down. But I do appreciate you going ahead. I appreciate the fact that you recognized and saw my efforts and went ahead and got checked in last night.
It was a pleasure to do it, and glad you got my email. I wasn't sure if you were current on QRZ or not, but I figured I'd give it a try. And so everything's fixed now. They fixed it this morning, and so it's good to go. Wasn't a big problem, but he didn't have time to fix it before the net.
Copy that, Patrick. I just wanted you to know that I did get your email in my, I did read your email in my inbox this morning. And again, I do appreciate the fact that you recognize my efforts. And Patrick, even though Echo Link was down and I couldn't get checked in, I do appreciate you going ahead and checking me in because Patrick, you know, I check in with you faithfully as much as I can on every Sunday night.
Steven, glad to do it. I'm glad you're doing okay, and I don't know if you can hear me or not on the Echo Link last night.
Honestly, Patrick, to be honest with you, when I tried, Patrick, I did everything I could. I tried it on computer. I tried it on phone. I did a full restart on both, and still, it was almost like a On my end, Patrick, I was hearing like an open. I was hearing like it was what it was like, Patrick. To me, it was like an open mic with just nothing but just a bar reading telling me it was an open mic, but I heard no sound. It was like an open mic with no noise. That's what it was like to me.
Roger that, Stephen. Well, like I said, it was my pleasure to check you in. I seen you come up there, and I knew what you were trying to do, and I knew about the problem, so I just went ahead and checked you in. And Leon, you still out there? KO4HKX.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still up at NC9B.
I didn't want to run you off. I didn't want to hog up the repeater.
I'm going in the dead zone, though. Past the Fox Creek Road, so I probably won't be talking much anymore.
Well, you have a good one, and maybe I'll talk to you in the morning. KO4HKX, 73. See you, Leon. And go ahead, Stephen.
Like I said, Patrick, I logged on here just experimentally checking Echo Link out for the net tonight, but Patrick, I was glad to hear you on here because this gives me the chance and opportunity to just say thank you for going ahead and recognizing my efforts and checking me in last night.
Again, Roger that, and look forward to hearing you on the repeater tonight on the net, and because I'll be calling again. So I hope we get you no problems tonight and get you checked in like usual. But Stephen, I'm getting ready to pull up here while I switch vehicles, so I'll be out for a while. But good to hear you today, and look forward to talking to you tonight. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final 73.
Copy that, Patrick. I'll probably log off as soon as I get finished talking to you, but I was glad to get the chance to talk to you and express my appreciation to you, and Patrick, rest assured, since you're the net controller and Echo Link is back working, rest assured I'll probably check in with you tonight. So Patrick, just be listening for me, and I will. If I don't, I probably won't talk to you anymore before then because I'm about to log off. But like I said, Patrick, be sure to listen for me tonight because I will probably check in with you tonight. And with that, Patrick, I'll be clear with you. KA4PQA.